You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Homegrown microblogging platform Koo has stopped paying salaries to its entire workforce from April 2024. Citing financial constraints, the company attributed decision to a delay in ongoing negotiation with potential strategic partners. "We are in talks with strategic partners for Koo. This is taking longer than expected. In order to get the partnership through, we have plowed in substantial personal funds also to meet past salaries. Salaries will continue to be paid post-conclusion of the partnership, since the partnership also includes a fresh capital infusion," a Koo spokesperson stated. Dismissing layoff rumors, the spokesperson added, "There have been no new layoffs. Koo was and will remain operational. We are still in talks with strategic partners and will announce details at right time." Meanwhile, mandi prices of mustard seeds are ruling 10-12% below minimum support price despite government initiating procurement of oil seeds under price support scheme operations. Trade sources attribute lower price realization by farmers to sluggish pace of government purchase, bumper output and cheaper imports of edible oils. Officials said that the two agencies, Farmers Cooperative, NAFED and National Cooperative Consumers Federation, in collaboration with state agencies, have purchased 0.56 million ton of mustard seeds this season under PSS operations in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Rajasthan and Assam. However, major purchases of mustard so far have been in Haryana and MP. In another development, foreign investors turned bullish on public sector banks in fourth quarter, while their interest waned in private lenders. Foreign portfolio investors have trimmed their stake by up to 6% in 9 private banks, but raised their holdings in 10 PSBs by up to 3%. PSBs have cleaned their books by reducing non-performing assets and increased the share of retail loans, which brighten their prospect for near and mid-term. Kaitav Shah, lead BFSI analyst, Anand Rathi Institutional Equities, told FE, "Private banks were under pressure due to contraction of net interest margins and challenges in deposit mobilization," he added. Now, news related to JSW Reliance Industries. JSW Neo Energy, Amara Raja, Lucas TVS are among 7 companies that have bid for production-linked incentive that government plans to provide for manufacturing of 10 gigawatt-hour advanced chemistry cell battery storage. Another who have shown interest in setting up advanced electric power storage capacity under the PIL scheme are Anvi Power Industries, Acme Cleantech and Vari Energies. According to a statement by the Ministry of Heavy Industries, the bids for setting up 10 GWH capacity were invited from 24 January this year. The last day of application was 22nd April 2024, and technical bids were opened on 23rd April 2024. In a separate development, the Competition Commission of India on Monday kick-started a process to assess the impact of emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence on the goods and services markets. The regulator has invited proposals for a market study, which will help it shape a strategy for fostering innovation and fair competition. The study on artificial intelligence and competition in India will focus on all competition-related aspects within the AI ecosystems, including generative AI and the potential impact of AI on the efficiency and innovation in key industries. According to the proposal, the study will gather data from various stakeholders such as technology firms, startups, independent developers, AI development platforms, innovators, investors, and industry associations. In another development, the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, signed in 2022, is giving substantial fillip to imports of silver through that route in recent months. In first 3 months of calendar year, over 40% of silver import in India in 2024 thus far has come through UAE route. This is largely due to duty difference, as against 15% under other routes. Silver imports attracts 8% under CEPA route. Till March 2023, it stood at 9%. This comes at a time when silver imports have shot up substantially. According to data provided by Metal Focus, a London-headquartered bullion research firm, India has imported 3,730 tons of silver in first 3 months of 2024, already higher than 2023, when 3,475 tons were imported during the entire year. Lastly, SHRM India hosted its pioneering PSE Leadership Forum, setting a new standard for hashtag people success in the industry. Distinguished HR leaders from public sector undertakings, PSUs, convened to explore strategies and innovations in people leadership. The event welcomed senior leaders from renowned PSUs like Gale, SAIL, ONGC, IFCO and others. Keynote speakers Shri D. Shivkumar, operating partner at Advent International Private Equity, and TED Style Talk presenter Shri M. Damodaran, Indian corporate advisor, highlighted the evolving landscape of leadership within PSUs. Moreover, SHRM India unveiled its flagship survey report, SHRM PSE Trends 2024, People's Success, examining crucial themes such as leadership development, women leadership, community impact, and technology integration in PSUs. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.